So bottom line, in general, if you see that patient who's come back after having had surgery and patient's postmenopausal has an estrogen receptor positive tumor, you've decided you want to give hormonal therapy, how do you decide whether or not to use tamoxifen or aromatase inhibitor?
Well, I think that in the postmenopausal woman, the evidence is that the use of an aromatase inhibitor is an important part of her endocrine therapy. And so it's not so much a question of whether we're going to use an aromatase inhibitor. It really is which of the strategies are going to be used for the aromatase inhibitor. So is it going to be aromatase inhibitor for 5 years, or is it going to be tamoxifen for 5 years, followed by aromatase inhibitor for 5 years, or tamoxifen for 2 to 3 years, followed by an aromatase inhibitor to complete a total of 5 years of therapy? And there are, as of yet, no reported direct comparisons of those three strategies. And the indirect comparisons, comparing one study versus another in this arena, I think is not possible because the populations of women in the different studies are so different. So all that said, my usual recommendation to such a woman is that she should go on the aromatase inhibitor initially, and that's because the data that we have using an initial aromatase inhibitor shows that very early on we begin to see a reduction in recurrences in comparison with tamoxifen. And so in the first 5 years, the woman gains a substantial advantage in comparison to tamoxifen. And even if one of the other strategies of using tamoxifen first and then crossing over may be a little bit more effective at the time of crossover, you have a lot of ground to catch up.
So during the first 2-3 years, if they're taking tamoxifen, they're going to have a higher risk of recurrence than if they had started out with an aromatase inhibitor.
That's correct. And then to try to catch up for that by using an aromatase inhibitor later, I think is a difficult strategy. And it's further complicated by the fact that most of us would rather have pleasure today than in 10 years. And that we're going to pay more for enjoyment today than we're going to pay to have some sort of delayed enjoyment 10 years from now. Delayed gratification is, I think, greatly oversold. And because of that, even if one of the other strategies is superior 10 to 15 years down the road, there are going to be women who will have had a recurrence or a death from breast cancer earlier on than that. And we call that discounting. And so a woman is usually willing to accept more cost for something favorable now than they are the expectation that they'll get some benefit from it 10 or 12 years down the road. And so that's another reason why I think leading with the aromatase inhibitors does make sense, because none of the studies that have looked at trade-offs between immediate versus delayed aromatase inhibitors have used this technique of discounting to correct for when in time the woman receives the advantage.